From Zambezi to Limpopo, the story is the same of the exit of Kadzi Duwe, a Zifa president, with many saying this was long overdue. Although Duwe announced last Friday that he was stepping down, he stepped right away until elections for his post were held on December 5th. But the Zifa council did not take on of it and passed a vote of no confidence in him and his entire board. The reason for that was that Duwe, who claims to have used more than $1 million from his own pocket to fund Zimbabwean football, has destroyed the Zimbabwean game in the 5 years he has been at the helm. Ignatius Muzondiwa is one of those celebrating the big man's departure from football.
I think whoever initiated that here was very, 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 very right. Because Kasper Dula was, someone who was killing Zimbabwean football.
Another football fan, Norman Masiambiri, is Dube did not boast about the money that he gave FIFA because he allegedly was earning illegally huge sums of money from the public service medical aid society that he left bankrupt after earning $500,000 monthly for years. Another member of the football family, Tito Nyangoro, had some advice for the FIFA council, saying they should not elect people for their money, but choose people with football as judge to run the sport.
We don't need money, but people who know football.
Meanwhile, the Mighty Warriors are on the verge of qualifying for the 2016 Olympic Games following a narrow 2-1 defeat away to Cameroon near Ounde at the weekend. The senior women's soccer team only needs the 1-0 margin in the second leg in Harare in 2 weeks' time to become the first ever Zimbabwean soccer team to qualify for the Global Sports Festival. Football action, however, continued on the local scene with the staging of the Chibuku Super Cup semi-finals at Mandaba Stadium in Zisavane. Harare City stormed into the final after a 4-1 hammering of ZPC Kariba, with Francisco's Kumbawire grabbing a double for the City Fathers. Kumbawiri, however, paid tribute to the team for the team's progress to their second consecutive Kuku Super Cup final.
And I want to thank the coaches and my teammates for pushing me and giving me the confidence. But it's all about teamwork and helping the team win.
The PC Kariba coach Sunday Moksi Zambwa said this team did not play well and admitted that the Harare City is superior.
I must admit the two frontrunners for Harare City gave us a problem, especially in the first half.
Harare City will meet Dynamos in the final on October 31. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.